Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more r/minor butthole. If you love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too, and let's dive straight in to today's first story. Now, today's first story comes from BigBra1223, who says, "Am I the arsehole for kicking my parents out of my brother's birthday and refusing to give up my siblings? I, 25 male, live in a house of mine with my little siblings. 15 male, 12 female, 11 male. My parents, 44 male and 43 female, got divorced 3 years ago. My father left to be with his lover. A month later, my mum showed up in my house. It is an inheritance to ask me if I can have the kids for 2 days or three until she settled down because she was moving to her boyfriend's house. Well, it's been 3 years now, and all my siblings get from them is a visit once a week. They pay a child support. Doesn't help that much, but I haven't taken them to court. 2 weeks ago, my brother turned 15. I hosted the party. My parents' help was to buy the cake and the sodas, and I invited them because, after all, they are still their parents, but I specified on the invitation that I didn't want to see their spouses, because I simply don't like them. Anyway, they came with their spouses and stepchildren. I didn't say anything because I didn't want to make a scene after it wasn't my birthday, and if my bro was okay with it, I was too. Everything fucked up at the family photo. I said I wanted a picture of me and my siblings together. My parents couldn't help in making it about them. My mum requested that her stepson should be in the picture too because he is also family, and my dad said that his stepdaughter should be in there too, and also his wife because she is carrying a baby. I got shocked because of those random and nonsense comments, so I just couldn't keep it in and told them that they were selfish, irresponsible, narcissistic, terrible parents, and their requests were out of the question since those kids, I have nothing against them, are not our family and will never be. I also told my dad he should have a vasectomy and not allowed to have more kids. I screamed, "And if you think I'll raise this too, you are wrong." My mum started crying, calling me rude. My dad's wife cried too, so I kicked them out. My siblings told them to go, so they both accused me of turning my siblings against them and were trying to take them by force, but they refused. Now my mum and dad said they'll go to court to have custody back because I'm a bad example of disrespect and irreverence. In my country, the legalization allows my siblings to decide who they want to live with, and they say they want to pick me. My grandma, father's mother, said I should not have restrained my parents' authority over my siblings, and it's not my job to take care of them, and I should give them up to let my parents be responsible again. My father's brother said I was the arsehole for making my mum and a pregnant woman cry. So, am I the arsehole here? My word, there's absolutely no way you're going to be the arsehole in this situation, taking in your siblings from parents who abandoned them. Imagine being those children and, you know, just being abandoned by your parents like that. That's insane. And I'm surprised that they want them in their life at all. Not that I'm criticizing them for that, but holy moly. And I'm glad that you said in one part there that they have the choice of who they want to stay with. And, you know, this can't be forced for them to go back with these shitty parents. And imagine being the parents' new partners and finding this information about them, you know, that they abandoned their children so they could go off and live new lives just like that. They abandoned them to their other 25-year-old child for them to take care of them. Would you want to be with someone like that? Holy moly, not the arsehole. But the Moby Dick says, not the arsehole, not even close. Deadbeat parents that abandon their kids can get the fuck out. You do you, young man, and keep those kids safe. Just like you've been doing for 3 years. Best of luck to you. Chante29 says, not the arsehole, your mother left her own children to be on their own and forced you to take responsibility. The same with your dad. Your little siblings are old enough to understand how you feel and probably feel like you do. Abandoned. To which OP replies saying, I don't feel left behind because I can't miss what I never met. They didn't raise me, it was my mum's mum because they were too young and had to finish high school. But my siblings really feel left behind. Zink says, sounds spot on to me, and you've got my sincerest admiration for doing right by your younger siblings. Not the arsehole, not by a country mile. And Femo Girl says, not the arsehole, your parents abandon your siblings and then they have the freaking audacity to make it all about themselves. Kick them out, and if you have the means, take the sole custody and put restraining orders on them. The extended family doesn't know shit. I just can't believe, like, tapping my head here, trying to get some reason why. There's just no reason to do what they've done, is there? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. I'm so pissed off for those kids. Let me know your comments below, and let's move on to another story before I explode. And our next story comes from Am I the Arsehole Lunch Notes, who says, am I the arsehole for saying it's a little embarrassing that a girl's nanny puts little notes in her lunch? So this girl, Nicole, 16, started going to my 16 female school after winter break. She's a little weird, to be honest. She doesn't talk a lot, and when she does talk, she's so quiet that you can barely hear her. She used to eat in her car, but one of my friends felt bad for her and invited her to eat with us. I noticed that all of her lunches had a little piece of paper and she'd read it, smile for like 2 seconds and then fold it up and put it in a pocket in her lunchbox. Sometimes she'd take it out and read it a couple of times during lunch. I eventually asked what it is and she said she has a nanny and she writes her notes every day. I asked her if she thinks that's a little embarrassing because I don't know anyone who's had notes in their lunches past 5th grade. She got kinda defensive and said that her nanny does similar things for her siblings who are all in preschool or elementary school, so it kinda proved my point. She started eating in her car again, and one of my friends got mad at me because apparently she had a really bad home life before moving here, and she's never had anyone to do that stuff for her. I don't know how the fuck she expected me to know, considering she usually only talks about school, but it started some drama in my friend group, so I wanted to know if I was the arsehole. Yes, of course you're going to be the arsehole, and let me explain why. Something, you know, that's totally harmless to you, does you no harm whatsoever, is a lovely sweet thing for someone to do, to receive a note, a positive message in her lunchbox, which probably helps her through her day. As you said, she smiles briefly for them for a couple of seconds and sometimes reads it again. You said her character, she's probably a shy person who may have some trouble making friends. You know, I was very much like that when I was in school. I had trouble making friends. I was a very quiet person, like to keep myself to myself. These little messages of positivity probably help her through her day. And now she's in her car, eating by herself again, and instead of realizing that, you know, you effed up and you should go and apologize to that person and try to build a bridge again, you've turned to Reddit because you think you're correct and you're asking the question if you're the arsehole. So yes, of course you're going to be the arsehole in this situation. Go and apologize to that person. But we'll start off with Frightmare, who says, you're the arsehole, you bullied a girl over notes in her lunchbox and now she's eating by herself in a car. How could you not be the arsehole here? Jesus, kids can be cruel. Vangelion says, you're the arsehole, you made someone feel bad about something that brings them joy for a brief moment. She literally read a note for 2 seconds and put it away. Mind your own business next time. Samgam says, you're the arsehole, there is no other way to spin it. Live and let live and don't be an arsehole, and you find out by not being an arsehole and talking to people and getting to know them. Minimum Reference 73 says, you're the arsehole, what a petty thing to notice or comment on. Garden variety bullying. You should be ashamed of yourself for treating another person poorly. And one more from Burning95, who says, you're the arsehole and kinda a bully. You belittled her for something that brings her joy in the mess we call life. I'm 27 male and I'm ecstatic when my wife leaves me a note in my lunch at work. Let people enjoy the little things. Now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Let's move on to another story. And this next story comes from Valley Mountains 3453, who says, am I the arsehole for refusing to pay for my husband and his family's meals at the restaurant? Title sounds bad, I know, but I'll let you decide who's in the wrong. To begin, my husband and I don't share finances. It's been like this for 3 years of our marriage, and so far we've been doing well. Though he'd sometimes try to get me to pay for him, but I do it only when I want to do a nice thing for him. Say, invite him to a restaurant. This past week, he got a bonus at work. He was overjoyed. He informed his entire family and planned for them to go out and celebrate with us. He picked the restaurant, meals, drinks, etc. I naturally thought he was going to pay for all that since it's his happy celebration. But it turns out I was wrong because when it was time to pay the bill, he told me to take care of it. I said why? It's his celebration, not mine, but he insisted I pay and he'll explain later. I refused and demanded an explanation. He said that while yes, he is the one who got the bonus, but he assumed I'd want to celebrate that and offer to cover the bill. When I talked about how ridiculous it was of him to assume I'd pay for not just his, but his family's meals, he said that I should be happy for him instead of being visibly bitter. He then said he's yet to receive his bonus and begged that I take care of the bill now and he might consider paying me back later. I refused and only paid for what I consumed. Him and his family started talking about how inappropriate I was acting. I took my purse and went home afterwards because there was so much commotion when they started arguing who's going to cover the bill. His mum spam called me for hours and he went off on me at home saying I spoiled his celebration and joy because I'm feeling bitter, especially considering I had enough money to cover the bill right there and then. I said this wasn't my obligation and he was the one who came up with the celebration idea. He argued that if the roles were reversed and I got a bonus, he'd celebrate me and my achievements and pay for the damn meals after taking me and my family out. I casually said, well, that's just you, not me. He got even more pissed and said that he'd had it with my juvenile antics and that he won't ever forget the scene I made at the restaurant in front of his family, being upset with me for days now. And we have like a mini paragraph update. Not a full update, but a paragraph's worth, which we'll cover in a moment. And with stories like this, I've always find them a bit weird. You know, you've been married for 3 years, probably together a few more or at least one more before that. And there's been no other similar behavior to this, because this is quite... If this happened to me, I would be equally annoyed as OP being, you know, to take care of it and expected to pay for your other half's family's meal just like that. And then his family as well, talking about how inappropriate you was acting, like you should have been covering the bill. And it reminded me of a story we had a while back, and I wonder if there's something similar going on. In the previous story that we covered, the wife was, I think she was a doctor or worked in a medical field and had a good wage. And the partner and the family always expected her to pay because of her good wage. And I wonder how much that bonus was, because if I had a bonus, I'd be a bit more careful with it than, you know, my first thought, I'm going to take everyone out and spend a chunk of it. Although clearly he was expecting his wife to pay for it, not him. Absolutely not the arsehole to me in this situation, but the quixotic dribble says not the arsehole is common knowledge that you do not invite people to dinner and then expect them to pay for everyone else. You don't trap your spouse in awkward situations like that either. He said the celebration was for his bonus. He invited everyone to eat out. Both of these, especially combined, imply that he's going to pay. He purposely set you up and then got his family in on it. He's using you to the point where I would argue that this is financial abuse, especially since he's done things like this before. I would take a careful look at this relationship and see if it's going to work. I would insist on couples counseling if I were you. Counseling, at the very least. Charlie Wall says, I think you two have bigger issues here that should have been dealt with before you got married, but not the arsehole. Shelby Lama says, not the arsehole. You guys have separate finances. He didn't ask you beforehand. This was wildly tacky and presumptuous of him. The maybe I'll pay you back really sealed it for me. What a tool. A broken heart says, not the arsehole. If he got a bonus, why couldn't he pay? Especially since you'll have this rule where you'll pay for yourselves already. He just didn't want to spend the extra money on a celebration he planned. Like, damn, dude, if you don't want to pay, don't plan a celebration dinner. Union Mum says, not the arsehole. If he planned this and expected you to foot the bill, you shouldn't have been the last to know. A conversation with you was warranted before you got to the restaurant and not in front of his family.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Now let's cover these little brief updates though. Update says, wow, too many responses here you guys, and I'm seeing a variety of judgments. Just so you know, my husband just got home and I'm going to show him these responses right now. I'll update with his opinion soon, thanks. Update, we just got into an argument. I showed him what I posted and he lost it on me. I accepted my judgment, but he won't. He said, and I quote, these people have no idea, and said that I should have mentioned that I make more money than him. Not that much, and I don't think it justifies it. And that he had paid the bill for me in the past when I forgot my wallet, but I did pay him back, so. He's pretty pissed right now. He kept laughing sarcastically when reading some of the comments. He just walked out of the kitchen to take a phone call and said he'd be back. I'm still here with the dog waiting to see how this goes. I'll update if there's any new info. So, we can expect an update on that one, I feel. But how do you guys feel about this situation? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. I still find it a bit strange, you know. It almost feels like this is the first time something like this has happened in the 3 years of their relationship. But also feels like something that could have come up multiple times within that 3 years as well. I don't know. Maybe I'm totally wrong there. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below and let's move on to another story. This story is from Decatur Kid, who says, am I the asshole for telling my mum to go back to the family she replaced me with? My mum, 42, and I, 22 male, used to be really close. Like, she's all I ever had, and she's the one who taught me to be as strong as I am today, and her becoming a cop inspired my whole life. I love her so much, and I admire how strong she is, and I wish things were like how they were. Her uncle, my great uncle, managed to bring her to Canada from Kosovo in 1999, if that helps give you an idea of the kind of thing that she's been through. When I went to university, our relationship started changing. She disliked my girlfriends, my uni choice, wanted me to ferry home every weekend, and then I get a co-op term at a prestigious company in Vancouver. Don't ask, I'm not giving it up, that she did not want me to work for because she had a moral stance against it. I agree with her, but it was a great opportunity. I'm going to grad at the end of term and I'm set for a job with the VPD because of it. But my mum cut me off because of it and straight up told me not to come back, so I had to move in with my great uncle and his son, my uncle. We started messaging again half a year ago after she sent me a chain message on WhatsApp, but we've been taking it slow. I follow my mum on Instagram, but she rarely posts, and when she does, it's anti-war stuff. But then she put up this post with a caption something like, so happy to have a real family again, can't wait to go on my new journey. And it showed her boyfriend and her with engagement rings and an ultrasound. Like, I don't know, it just triggered something inside of me. Am I not her real family? Were we nothing? It just made me very angry, like I'm going to have the sibling and stepfather I always wanted, and she couldn't even bother to tell me personally. Well, I decided to wait and see how long it would take for her to call me about the news, and she just didn't. Reading break was 2 weeks ago, and at the end of it, my mum came to my great uncle's house to pick something up. She saw me and tried acting like no time had passed and how excited she was for my graduation and this and that. She still didn't acknowledge she's getting married. I told her not to care about my graduation and to go back to the family she replaced me with. I left and stayed gone until she went home. My uncle told me that what I did made her cry and I was an arsehole to her. My great uncle told me that I should have handled things with more tact. I feel bad about it because she was reaching out to me and everything's been frosty with my uncle since then. And we're going to start off with happy-go-lucky123 who says not the arsehole. She wrote the post that insinuated she didn't have a real family, so now the post bitter in the bum. Primary criticism says not the arsehole, she's your mother. The least she could have done was to pick up the phone and tell you about the wedding and the baby. Cool clerk says she cut you off for getting a job, then acts like nothing's happening and doesn't even bother telling you she's getting married after cutting you off and kicking you out for a job. She hurt you and now you have to suck it up. She can suck up a little, great uncle seems to understand better than your uncle. Since he said you should have been more tactful, not that you shouldn't have said it at all. Not the arsehole, she needs to understand that the lack of relationship now is her fault, not yours. Humble Dot says, everyone sucks here, completely understand your hurt and it's justified, but I agree with your uncle that you could have handled it with more tact. It can feel good to say those zings when you are hurt, but it really does nothing but further deteriorate the relationship. I recommend having an honest conversation with your mum about how her behaviours have hurt you and be open to her sharing similar experiences. Hopefully from there, you could heal together. Now, I'm going to turn this one straight to you guys. Quick little one there. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. And let's move on to another story. And oh shiz, we got some neighborhood drama from Hot Rope 101 who says, am I the asshole for telling the parents of the neighborhood the real reason why their kids can no longer play in my yard and playground? My grandparents owned a lot next to their house. They just used it for more yard space, but when my sister and I were born, Grandpa knocked down the old shed on the empty lot and built a playground for us. Everything was made with his own two hands. It was a kid's dream and we both played there any chance we got. And after we grew up, they let the kids of the neighborhood use the place to play with no issues. But then some years later they passed and the house went to my mum. I found out I'm expecting, so my husband, Andre and I started seriously looking for a house when we'd only been half trying before. Mum suggested we buy my grandparents' house since we know it's a good place and us buying it would keep it in the family. It's still in good shape, has no HOA, hooray, and is close to a good school. So we bought it for a steal and moved in ASAP. Right away we noticed parents hanging out at the playground with their kids. We didn't mind at first and used the chance to introduce ourselves. Everyone was lovely and younger than I'd expected, but it seems a bunch of couples with kids had taken over the street in the past 5 or so years. The problem arose when neighbor witch, NW, brought a kid over one afternoon. I happened to be by the window and saw a flash of red outside. It was a kid in a red shirt literally standing on the roof of one of the two-story playhouses, almost 10 feet off the ground. I ran outside, thinking he was alone, and said he needed to get down right now. That's when NW stormed over from who knows where and yelled at me to fuck off and not tell a kid shit. I asked if she was his mum, and after getting a yes, I asked her to make sure her son gets down before he got hurt. She argued, saying I couldn't make them do anything, so I told her this was my property and yes I could. That's when the kid fell. Thankfully, once he was halfway down and only onto the grass, but he still wailed like he was dying. He was fine, he got up without issue and ran over to NW. She picked him up and said if he'd been hurt, she'd have sued me, so I threatened her with the cops if she didn't leave. She flipped me off and called me a gin jockey. Random as fuck, I don't drink at all, let alone gin, but left. Andre was worried other people might sue us if their kids got hurt on our land. I hadn't even thought of that, so we put up a fence. Parents came by asking why the fence, so I told them why, and they can thank NW. I heard she's been shunned by other parents, and none of them will let her kids play with hers. I feel guilty her son is getting punished for her actions. Maybe just saying we wanted a fence up instead of telling them about NW would have been kinder. Am I the arsehole? Absolutely not the arsehole in this situation. And you know, the whole way reading this, whenever we've covered like swimming pool stories, there's always been the insurance issue come up. So whenever I read these stories now, I'm thinking from the very start when you said it was your land and a park was built in, I was thinking, oh no, this could be like a massive insurance issue if a kid does get hurt. So no, you do need to protect yourself in this situation, absolutely. And yes, we have empathy for the kid who's getting shunned because of his mother's actions, but it's because of her actions. Let's not get that wrong. It's nothing that you did. But Misfit0416 says, not the arsehole. It's your right to protect yourself from harm. If any child gets hurt on your property, the parents can sue the pants off of you. Ranger Man 2002 says, not the arsehole, you did what was necessary to protect your property from lawsuits and you told the truth about why you put up the fence. It's a shame that her child is getting shunned, but it isn't the first time that a kid has suffered for the actions of an idiotic parent, and it won't be the last. Singing Stream says, in these days of having to pay ridiculous amounts for emergency medical care and people suing whoever they can to try and pay for the ridiculously expensive emergency medical care, you'd have to be insane not to put up a fence and ban everyone. You needed to explain why you suddenly put a fence up, and or you're the one that faced being shunned and you didn't do anything wrong. Not the arsehole. Princess Buzzkill says, not the arsehole, I don't think there's any shame in calling out people who spoil things for everyone else. All you need is someone's kid to get hurt on your property and sue. And it just continues down that road, as it was sort of expected, you know. But now, what do you guys make of this one? I think it's definitely got to be a not the arsehole, especially from the protecting yourself point of view. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Now, just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories, your love, support, and time. I love a bit of classic Am I the Arsehole once in a while. How about you? Let me know your thoughts, and thank you so much, and see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love.
Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.